Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
105.3 FM HD2, Kenner, New Orleans, where the news is next over most of these same frequencies from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. Sounds important, doesn't it?
The news isn't next. We're next.
No, I know we are next, aren't we? Yeah, when's the news come in?
It's already been on.
It's already been on?
Go. You said you wanted to talk to us.
Yeah. Well, I did, didn't
about,
I?
Yeah. Well, no? So then let's talk about the 40th right. anniversary of putting
no,
together.
Before you go. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I did ask if I could bring something up.
Yes.
It's every now and then, for reasons that nobody seems to know, here in our studios, at just about any time of the year, and certainly going right now, it's just freezing cold in here.
Mm-hmm.
And that could also happen on a sunny summer day.
Yes.
I don't know why our studio here is always cold. And it was going on right before we stopped for the news. So I said, I'm just going to run over to my office, which is, of course, about a block away from here. And I had a cup of coffee here, chicory coffee.
Mm-hmm.
The question, chicory or pure?
Oh, which do I like?
Which do you prefer?
I don't have a preference because I am an appreciator of all coffee.
Yeah.
Of all types of coffee. Cold coffee, hot coffee.
Well, there are a lot of people who, if you served them coffee, they would give you a smack, or probably not that. But
I know Marianne's not a big coffee drinker.
She doesn't drink at all.
Now, do you have a preference?
I'm very upfront about this. This is what
is that chicory?
Chicory,
mm-hmm.
Yes. And I make it pretty dark.
Pretty dark.
Yeah, really gets down there. You can't see through it. And it really has that flour in there. It's that flour. What am I talking about? I get to the point of having this coffee prepared in that really, really strong way. So you can't see anything through it.
It
it's
is
just dark,
black.
Dark, dark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to make at home. For some reason, I was trying to get a Mardi Gras present or a Christmas present for a new coffee machine, but I still don't have one. But this will hold me up for the time being.
Oh, good.
How do you feel about me as a result of that? I mean, here I am. You know, it's really important that I get a cup of coffee, or am I just an eager and greedy slob?
No. Absolutely not. No, I feel like sometimes in the afternoon, you got to have a cup of coffee to pick you up.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, cheers to all who have coffee in their hands right now. May you enjoy your coffee anytime
now,
you want to.
I don't always drink coffee in the afternoons because I feel like the caffeine, right, especially a dark roast like
mm-hmm.
that, stays with you a long time. So I have a cutoff.
You mean in terms of keeping you awake?
Yes. I have a cutoff of like 1 o'clock in the afternoon where I don't drink coffee anymore.
A surprise for you.
Oh, what's the surprise?
There is
no caffeination,
no caffeine
in chicory. Yes, that is true.
And then you add it in there, and you don't
a pure chicory, not one that's been blended.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, most of the ones you get are about 50-50.
Right.
No coffee outfit will ever tell you what their actual split is. In fact, the man who owned, he still must, I'm not sure, major New Orleans businessman,
mm-hmm.
been around for ages. He owns a bunch of food things, but one of the things he has is Louisiane coffee and all of those other kinds of coffee. And he told me that no blender of coffee will ever tell you what's the component of chicory or pure. Never. They will not.
Whatever their blend is.
They will never refute. AWG is on the phone. May we talk to MAJ?
AWG?
Yeah, he is.
I've met him.
Well, I haven't either, but he's here now. AWG.
Hey.
Hi there. Come on in.
How are y'all?
Good. How are you?
I'm
Happy
okay.
New Year.
How about you?
I'm doing great. I called just to wish you a Happy New Year.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. What motivates you to do this?
Well, you know, you started decades ago with Happy New Year, and sometimes you'd run that Happy New Year,
man,
for months.
Yes, we
and
sure
always
did.
Think about that. And I try to tell people Happy New Year as long as I can possibly think about it. And got me thinking about you, and I wanted to wish you Happy New Year. And also, chicory. And the best that I have found is at none other than Commander's Palace. I have not found a cup of coffee better than that anywhere, and I love coffee.
Can I tell you a story about Commander's Palace and chicory coffee?
Please.
Okay. I was in there once, probably just having dinner or lunch or something like that, and we were talking about coffee, and he said, oh, wait a minute, it's not a he, it's T. Martin, who is with her not cousin, not uncle.
Mother?
No. Anyway, what she said when asked about chicory coffee, why does she put chicory coffee in the coffee at Commander's Palace? And she said, it's the only piece of New Orleans flavors that we just insist on just making them take it our way. Because everything
else. That's the
only
one they offer.
They have it all the time. In fact, when you place an order for chicory coffee, that's what you'll get over at Commander's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a move of guts to do that because most people who taste it the first time, especially people from out of time, they do not like it. I think it's the best. Just love it.
And you know what that means?
No, tell me.
If they don't like it, there's more for us.
That's right.
I will go along with that. Anyway.
Hey there, speaking of coffee, I have one more comment about coffee.
Yeah?
And it's unfortunately, you can't get chicory at this place.
No?
But no. And it's at a chain of gas stations. And it is, if you can't get chicory, they have the best coffee. Racetrack.
Oh, yeah,
really?
I get coffee from them all the time, especially around
Man,
in the fall.
Man, isn't that good, though?
Yeah, when they have their pecan and what are all those special flavored coffees they have over there?
It's great.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take you up on
it. At least once a day.
Yeah, there's all kinds of things out there, aren't there? There's one that's pecan. But there's one that's kind of, you think of everything in it as a light color brown. I can't remember.
It's like a roasted pecan.
Roasted pecan, something like that. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, thank you so much. So do you want to tell us how you spent your New Year's?
AWG. What? You.
Yeah. With family. It was great.
With family. Okay.
It was a great holiday season. All right. See y'all later. Thanks.
Thanks
for
so
calling.
Much.
He's been calling us, but not very often for 20 years maybe.
Right.
Yeah.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so
where were we?
We were talking about chicory coffee.
Chicory coffee. I'm drinking coffee right now.
Yes.
Want to hear what it sounds like?
Thank you, Tom. I don't think anybody wants to hear that. But okay, so my next question was for you regarding the 40th anniversary of you writing the newsletter.
That is the truth.
And some of the traditions and developments out of you doing it, including which I knew nothing about and wanted you to tell me about the chow numbers.
Oh, that was the silliest idea.
Okay, I have to admit something really quick, though.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, so when I read the newsletter
a
couple of days ago
when
you wrote about it,
uh-huh.
I'm going to admit something embarrassing, guys. Uh-oh. I Googled it.
You Googled it? What's wrong with that?
I didn't know what it was. So I didn't want to be silly and not know what it was. So I Googled what our chow
number. A chow number was. Uh-huh. Okay. A chow number. It's spelled C-I-A-O.
Yeah, like chow.
Chow, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. That's part of something that I cranked up back around 19... No, I think it was... By then it was 2008 or 9 or something. It's been a while.
It was before Katrina.
It was before Katrina.
Uh-huh.
And the deal was... Call me or send me an email. I forget how we did it.
Mm-hmm.
Send it to me and tell me that you want to have an Eat Club dinner. You want to have an Eat Club,
Just to have an Eat Club get together.
I was offering an Eat Club number.
Okay.
Eat Club number. Okay. So you call up. And you say, I want an Eat Club number. And I'll say, okay, sure, 426.
Okay, and what is this supposed to do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
We just kept doing it. It's just something I started off the top of my head. And people would come up and say, what's this chow number thing? I say, nothing especially. You know, I don't give away anything and... there's no freebie attached to it or nothing. Mm-hmm. You just remember it and write it down somewhere. So which one do you want? I said, can I pick my own? And in that time, I said, no, I have to give it to you.
Okay.
And we kept doing that for about 3 years. And then the laptop computer that was tracking it just blew up.
Oh, no.
And lost all of the chow numbers. Too bad. So I just, you know, there was nothing to...
There's no way to recover
You wouldn't get anything anyway. It was worthless.
Okay.
Completely. And...
But people would call you up and identify themselves as their number.
Yeah, I'd be walking along and some guy who I didn't know from the other side of the street would say, hey, Tom! Hey, is that you? I know you. And I said, yeah, I know you too, buddy. Yeah. Hey, it's Tom. And that's him. And Tom, my Eat number is 402.
Okay.
And that's the whole thing. That's it. There's nothing more to it. And it went on for years and years. And the most recent time, and both of the previous times, for just no apparent reason, the computer blew up and we lost them all.
Okay.
So I'm saying, well, let's just do it again. What the heck?
I want one.
Well, we haven't. You know what? Marianne is taking care of all of that. I think that's her department. And you just go to the website, and they have some rules about what you need to do. It doesn't cost anything. Mm-hmm. We're not going to give you any money back because there was none to give in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, the funny thing to me is that, no joke, years, like decades later, people I did not know would say, hey, Tom, my chow number is 62.
But
that's named for my wife. She's 62 years old. Ain't that something?
Okay, so, but there is a parameter in which you can have one of these numbers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I put that in just because it's just goofy.
Okay.
So, you, like I said, you it has to be a number in between, let's see, I can't remember what they were.
Well, I'll have to look it
just,
up.
Just, you know,
when we get on the
you'll get on the list and you'll get to see the goods of this.
Okay, well, I am calling out right now on the air what I want to be my number.
Oh, what is it?
1984.
Was that the year you were born?
It was.
No
so
kidding.
Anybody out there who's listening.
You don't look like 34.
35.
You're pulling a chain.
I am claiming 1984.
Yeah.
And I am interested, since y'all are getting ready to start this back up.
Uh-huh.
If since this has been lost now for
uh-huh.
a while.
Yeah.
Call us up and tell us what your chow numbers are. But no one gets to claim 1984 unless you call us up at 260-6368 and tell me that you've already claimed 1984.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That is what I want my chow number
to be. However, neither I nor anybody else in my organization will go look for what your Eat Club is if you forgot it.
I mean,
it was driving me out of my mind, really, is every day, you know, there were like 100 people, each of whom who wanted. And, you know, if this sounds completely insane, it's a little bit insane, but I don't know.
I think you have to be a little insane to be fun.
I agree.
So 1984.
1984.
I'm claiming it unless someone calls up today and tells me that that's been their number forever, forever until the end of time.
Come to think of it, in the old days, as I said, this is the third time that we have made the Eat Club program.
Mm-hmm.
And the last time around, people were just calling me in, giving me numbers at random, and that's it.
Okay. Well, with your permission, I'd like to have it. And I'll ask Marianne, too. All right. Yeah. We'll be back. 105.3 FM HD2. Call us.
We have two callers right now.
Who do you want to take first?
Which is a male and which is a female?
I think they're both guys. Gregory. Thank you.
We just won't even consider, what you're...
Hey, Gregory, how are you?
Gregory, thank you for being there, and glad you could
Gregory
come in.
Gregory's not a girl. No, I'm not a girl. But
I picked up on that.
How are you, doll?
Hello, you kooky oyster bro. You listen. I got a good report from that gift I gave to my brother and my sister-in-law.
Yeah. What was it?
Your oyster. About her fireware.
My flameware, my oyster shells.
Your flameware, whatever. Anyway, you know, they live not far from the Chesapeake Bay, and they get a lot of oysters, but they also get scallops.
Yes.
Do you know that you can make beautiful scallops in those things with butter and herbs?
I sure do.
I wouldn't want to do them with mussels, though. Or have you tried?
No. We're talking scallops and oysters here. But what they did is they put both in them, and it was actually quite good. I wanted to tell you that yesterday. I just didn't have enough time.
No, that's okay. I appreciate you calling back. So do you know what they bathed them in? Did they do any special recipe?
I know that they use butter and garlic just almost like Drago's, and it works fine on scallops, too. But what I did notice is those things can take so much heat that the scallops got a little sear on the bottom anyway, and then just flip them over, and the oysters were just getting frilly. You know how to get frilly on the end?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, when they start to curl, that's the key. Yeah. You got to get them off there when they start to curl.
Well, it's almost like a timer for the scallop, too, because it gets that little brownness on the top, on the bottom.
But little crusty sear, you know?
Yeah, well, I certainly like it. Now, y'all were talking about what restaurants impress you when you walk in or whatever, about the space. Well, I'm always thrilled to walk into Arno's.
Yes.
Me too. That's number two on my list here.
Thank you. And I wanted to also mention Emerald's Delmonico.
Absolutely.
Love it. I love it. I would say they are not as strong on service as they could be. When they're good, they're real, real good, but it's not all the time. And there are some, just to give, I wanted to say this at some point.
They have
Commander's Palace.
Of course. But, I specifically left Commander's Palace out because that's probably an obvious one. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring up Delmonico because, you and I go back there for years, when the sisters owned it and stuff. And I'm glad he kept a touch of that, especially that men's room with all the mirrors, which is really...
I love about Delmonico and Arnold's, the sort of grandiose, just the size and the beauty of those restaurants. Just absolutely gorgeous. And the lights and mirrors.
They were built for welcome, and I can say the same thing about Antoine's. I still love walking into it. But I'm talking about restaurants that give me a thrill, and there was one last one. I'm still thrilled every time I get to go to the grill room at the Windsor Court. I think it's a spectacular space. And I love the Polo Lounge. I'm sorry. I love that. I love their selection of scotches and cognacs, and I just think that they do a great job. Always will. I think they always have from day one. And then can I mention one from days past?
Sure. Dave?
Okay.
Days past.
Restaurant from days past.
I got it. Okay.
When you walked into Jonathan's, restaurant.
Yep.
It just smacked you in the face. All that Art Deco and that glass, and a lot of that glass came from the Normandy, of all things. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's from a big ship.
Cruise ship, yeah. Sank in Manhattan, yeah, in New York Harbor.
Do you ever, in your mind or just in a book or something, have you ever seen the logo of Jonathan?
Oh, sure. I still have matchbooks from Jonathan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The design that's out there, I mean, it's whoever did it did a great job.
How long have I missed out on this restaurant?
It closed like 5 years after you were born. Like 1989 or something. Even earlier than that, huh, Tom?
I held my 32nd birthday there. That would make it...
Wow, that's a long time ago.
It's a ways.
Allie, you should have seen this place. Allie, it was just incredible. And it was in a part of Rampart Street that wasn't really known to be like a classy place to go. There was another restaurant down the road, which was quite good, too. You know, you had Marty's. But here was Jonathan, Restaurant Jonathan.
Yeah.
Allie, when I tell you, it was stunning. Black lacquer and all this Lalique glass everywhere.
Yeah. Well, to come back and brag on this...
The
logo of Jonathan, I did it.
What?
I drew it.
Was that thing with the with the concentric. It almost looked like it was kind of like an Art Deco flower.
That's exactly what it looked like. That's what I was shooting for.
Yeah. Sure. I still have the matchbooks from there. I always collected matchbooks when the restaurants used to give them out. So
Tom, are you being serious?
Yeah. Wow. But it says Jonathan, a restaurant, and right above that is your little stylized Art Deco flower.
Right.
Thingy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's a square. Anyway, it's very unusual.
That's incredible.
There was something else about
totally
that restaurant that I can't tell on the radio.
I didn't realize you were such an artist, too, Tom.
I'm not.
Well, Allie, you didn't know how talented this guy is and how big a part of New Orleans culture is.
Stop it. He hates to admit it. Okay, getting back to the chicory coffee item.
Well, hang on. We have to go to Steven.
Oh, well, Doug has told us to forget about that. And
there's another phone. Gregory, Steven. Thank you so much, Gregory.
Steven.
Hello.
Hi, Steven. How are you?
Hey, my child number was 38.
See,
and
I told you.
I could have gotten a lower one.
It'll never be forgotten. Yeah.
But I collect 1938 Cadillacs. I have two one-of-a-kind 1938 Cadillacs. So that's why I always pick 38.
Okay, Steven.
Also,
go ahead.
My roommate for 5 years was the maitre d' at Jonathan's, Terry Hunter.
Wow.
So I was in Jonathan's a lot.
Steven, do you remember what year you got your chow number?
No. The 38 was the second set of chow numbers.
The second set? What do you mean by that?
We got up to the third. This is where we'd given out hundreds of them, and then something went wrong with the computer, and we lost it.
Okay.
That happened, I think, three times.
Yeah.
Steven,
yeah.
Do you remember Jonathan's?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was in there on a – plus, I'm into Art Deco. All my cars in the 30s, of course, had a lot of Art Deco encrustments, I guess you would call it.
Okay.
So Art Deco has always been. I have a bunch of Art Deco furniture in my house. Even though my house is 1830s, I'm more into wood, like burled woods, that's more... I don't necessarily always go for the same year theme, but I go by the burled woods. All my furniture is burled.
Okay. Hey, Steven, I have another question for you.
Okay.
Where have you dined lately, or do you remember a restaurant that has, and Gregory, thank you for this word, that has thrilled you, the look of it? So we're not talking about specifically about food, but you walk into the restaurant and you were just thrilled by everything in it, lights, decor, etc.
Yeah. you know, I was the host maitre d' at G.W. Finn's. So I kind of liked that New York City, which is what I describe the interior of.
Okay, that makes perfect sense.
New York City. I mean, you know, but it was wonderful. I was there day one when they first opened.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
So you like that and style?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But yeah, I was raised in a, you know, my family is, my five great uncles is who the Great Gatsby was written about. They took five uncles and put it together to make Jay Gatsby.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much. Yeah. We have a couple of people behind you, so if you wouldn't mind, we're going to jump onto them. But thank you for calling. I wrote your chow number down, Stephen.
Hi.
See you, 38. Chow 38.
And watch what happens.
All right, Sal. Alan is first. Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
We can, yes.
Perfectly. Thank you.
Very good. Okay, I'm sitting at a ferry landing in Kingston, Washington, listening to the show, the wonderful show.
Gosh, how are you able to listen to it all the way over there?
On your phone, Alan?
On my phone. HD.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyways, I'm glad you can hear me. I want to add three restaurants. One,
oh, yes.
That I think when you walk in, you get the feel of a certain character and personality of the place. I'm going to start with Impostado's.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you, it's at, and that was Steve just before us.
Yeah. Steven. Mm-hmm.
Steven, you know, I think that kind of has a feel where you can be walking in a place in New Jersey. You know, it's that old Italian feeling. There's pictures on the wall of friends and family. And
pictures of Frank Sinatra?
Yes, it's an old-fashioned Italian feel, and the food is good. You can get Italian dishes. You can get New Orleans, you know, soft-shell crabs with crab meat or, you know, whatever's in season. And that's a combination of good food, I think, and fashion ambiance. And the other one is, in case there's somebody kind of, in case somebody else is hanging on, Andrea's.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you walk in the carriageway, you know, there's empty pasta, unless he's changed it. It's been a while. And
it's in a different container. It's like a deli unit, but he's still got all that. All the antipasti.
And if he's around, he will run out, and if you're a lady, he will kiss your hand. If you're a gentleman, he'll nod and you know, give a little bow.
Not to play, can you bite this, or how can you top this? One night I was there, there was somebody, I don't remember who it was, but it was a person who had was having problem with his car. And he had just finished eating at Andrea. And Andrea looked over the situation, and he sent the guy who was from the North Shore. The guy with the problem lived on the North Shore. So he had to, you know, somehow get to his house. And what Chef Andrea did was to call a limo and pick the guy up and bring him home and bring him back to the the place the next day to, you know, have the engineers to come in and take care of it. Now, that's pretty good, don't you think?
That's incredible service.
Yeah, I'll say.
Above and beyond. Okay, so what's your third one?
Well, okay, the third one is, it's kind of quirky. It's in New Orleans.
Oh, we love it. Yeah.
That's the Upper Line.
The Upper Line.
Love it.
Great suggestion.
You want to hear a good suggestion? The lady who runs it.
Yeah.
It's her,
Joanne Clevenger.
Joanne Clevenger. If she's got to, at some point, she's got to write her autobiography. She has had a fantastic life doing some amazing things. And just the fact that she had this restaurant for a long time, it was like, oh, big deal. But what about this and this and this and this and this? She knew everybody. Everybody knew her. She's still out there, of course. And I just, all like everybody else, we're just in love with her.
Okay, so tell me why that one strikes you so much over these. You know, I'm familiar with all of them, but why that one? Because they're different than the other two.
I was going to mention the paintings. You know, it's kind of a history. It's like Tom said, Joanne goes back to old days New Orleans and the French Quarter. She's the party, and heck, I wouldn't be surprised if she had a drink with Tennessee Williams back in the day.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'd be disappointed if hearing that she had not had. Yeah.
Anyways, you get that feeling that you're in New Orleans when you're in the Eiffel line, and the food, you know, is great, I think. And those three.
Love it. Awesome.
Yeah. Anyways.
Well, thank you so much, Alan. I wouldn't get off with you, but I know Sal's waiting. Is Sal still there for us, Doug?
Let's find out. Sal, you there?
Oh, bye-bye. It's break time. Can Sal you wait one more break, please?
Okay. We'll return.
Thank you, Alan.
With more of the food show in a moment. After first, if you will, this.
That music can only mean one thing.
It's Chef Andrea. And before
Happy New Year.
Hang on a second. If you've been listening to the program for the last 20 minutes, if not much less than that, we were talking a few minutes ago about Chef Andrea and something that he told me he did once, which was there was somebody at his restaurant that was having a problem with her car. I think it was a her. And Chef Andrea said, we'll fix that up, and called a
mechanic.
I don't know about that, but he called
a taxi
limo.
Service?
I couldn't get the word out. A limousine.
No, I went there myself and fixed the tire.
He did it himself. I mean, can you top this? So he went out and he brought the lady back, or took her to the place.
The car, and I fixed the car. It was 11:30 in the evening.
You fixed the car yourself?
I fixed the tire with one of my employees.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
We went there and fixed it was a Mercedes car.
You only do with Mercedes. Is that
well,
it?
You are a true host.
You and my wife have a lot in common.
And a true friend.
Well, I love your wife. You know, I love Marion. You know that.
Yeah, I know you don't like me.
Well, Happy New Year, Chef. How are you?
I don't know. I couldn't.
No.
I couldn't not take that beat.
Don't tell it, because the listener think this is true. That is not true. Ladies and gentlemen, the listener, please do not believe what just Tom said. I love Tom.
Because he's a jerk.
No, stop, Tom.
Tom, I've been with you for 40 years. Stop.
I know.
Since the beginning of your career, Tom.
That's right. Absolutely.
How was your New Year, Chef?
Happy New Year to you, sweetheart. What a nice pleasure to hear your voice and Tom and be with your program, which I was a pleasure to look forward to talk about one of my favorite subjects, food and wine. Wine and food is a great marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very fortunate to cook for 61 years.
61.
This month we celebrate our 35 years of Andrea's opening the restaurant. So I've been very fortunate.
Congratulations, Andrea.
Thank you. And we're going to bring the price back. We're going to do a nice, wonderful menu for our guests. And we want everybody to participate in it. And I will say thank you, New Orleanians. Thank you, America. Thank the wonderful God being blessed that I do one of my favorite things to do, cooking for my friend and family and friends all over the world. And happen to be in New Orleans. What a wonderful city, beautiful city, Louisiana. All my dreams come true, and I say, God bless America every day. So, a wonderful, wonderful.
Chef, can you tell us what's going to the items be on your menu that you're going to have?
Yeah, one of the most famous things, you know, the veal chop, baldostana, porcini ravioli, smoked salmon with angelo vodka sauce, topped with a shoopy caviar, which one of my creativity I did here. The porcini ravioli, all these wonderful dishes that I came up in the 35 years of my own version. And by the way, we have me and Tom, Tom and me, we have a wonderful, one of the finest cookbooks being written in America. All the recipes in Andrea, La Cucina di Andrea, which everybody loves all over the country, loves.
You know what? We really ought to grind down and get that book out of here.
I'm telling you, that book is the best book to be written.
If I say so, let me tell everybody who might not know. This was something we finished, I think, in around 1990. It might have even been sooner than
correct.
That.
Yes.
And it was Chef Andrea's recipes, strictly his. I don't take credit for any of the recipes in there. But I did all the writing of the whole book.
Correct.
So it's a two-way book, but I think one makes the other better. So that's what we did.
Would there be a better combination than an extraordinary chef with his history and ability and a food writer?
I liked it. So anyway, it's easily, you can get it in bookstores.
Yes, and it's very, one of the best compliments anybody can give us is the book is so easy to follow, step by step by step. And anybody that's amateur, professional, or anything, they love this book because anybody can cook out of it. And the recipe turns exactly if you are in my kitchen, and it's absolutely, I guess so many compliments, so many dishes. Yeah.
I think that that's how cookbooks
beautiful.
Have to be written.
All right, the Osobuco, pasta, me fresh pasta.
All right, now wait a minute. Pizza. If we keep on doing all this, we're going to get in trouble. So let me ask you the usual questions, which are, it's coming up to the weekend. Yes. What do you have planned? Do you have anything going on there at tonight, Friday night?
We have Cabaret Bleu live music. We have a wonderful, great dishes. As you know, one of your favorite, Tom, the pompano, the speckled trout, the American red snapper. These all fresh fish come swimming to our door daily. And, of course, one of our guests' favorite dishes besides the veal shingle sobuco is a veal chop. We have a T-bone steak bistecca alla fiorentina, which is one of our guests' favorite. We didn't have to go to Tuscany to have that. And then homemade fresh pastry, all made from scratch at Andrea. Even the homemade bread and homemade fresh pasta, all here fresh at Andrea. So we'd love to have you.
For 35 years, you've been doing it.
Thank you, darling.
Well, it's always good to keep up with you. And I know you're still doing a special menu.
That's correct.
And that's available there.
Every day.
7 days a week, they're open for lunch and dinner. And brunch on Sunday. And you're still doing breakfast on weekends?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
All of this at Andrea's 105.38. No, wait a minute. That's something totally different.
Thank you, Chef.
Thank you. My home to your home. Happy early day. Happy New Year. And all the best. Andrea, 834-8583. My home is your home. Ciao.
There he goes.
Ciao.
And you see that? He showed that his home is your home, too. Or the backwards. But that's nice to know that. I've had a thought. You know, I've gone across the causeway so many times, and I think, what would happen if I would go running off into the weeds? Well, there are no weeds, but if that were to happen on the causeway and you're stuck out there somewhere,
Tom,
what are you
going to
do?
Should we tell everybody where you went to lunch today, a new place, so they can go check it out?
Yeah, thank
We've
you for
bringing
We've
gone the whole show without talking about this great lunch that you had at Laurel Oak.
Laurel Oak, this is a new restaurant. It's on the corner of Gravier Street and Camp, which is a pretty good area because if you can't park on the street, they're a wide open parking. they're widespread places to park your car, and just there it is.
Parking lots.
Parking lots. Mm-hmm. There's more of them than most of the city has.
And it's within a newly renovated hotel.
Yep.
The Magnolia.
And it's great looking. And the menu, we were there. Marianne and I were there today.
Mary Lee.
Mary Lee was there. That's right. Yeah. Thank you for reminding me of that. And went through the menu, and it was just one great thing after another. And it was not just by I made a better gumbo. They actually did make a better gumbo because it showed.
And Troy Gard is the chef, right?
I got it somewhere, but I can't remember.
Yes, that's correct.
Anyway, here he is. Brian Johnson, did you say that?
No, Troy.
No?
Gart is the... He's the GM, Brian.
Oh, okay. All right.
And Troy is the chef.
Okay. Well, we started off, I had some oysters. We had a couple of different ways of doing shrimp that were very unusual, both of them. And gumbo came up, and I mentioned something that I can't remember who told me this, but I thought this is a good reading on gumbo and how do you get it to be as good as it can be. And the thing is that the word roux, R-O-U-X, is basically a French expression that allures to just the whole matter of
how to get a good gumbo.
Of it actually being red, because roux means red. And you get a good gumbo with a good roux, it's kind of a mostly brown, but it's, you know,
that's
has this red hue, exactly right. Mm-hmm. And so I had a couple of servings of that. They had
oysters and gumbo. I mean, how can you go wrong with that to start off anywhere?
I never could. And then there were, let's see, a bunch of other things. They had a cheeseburger, believe it or not. That's always in there, isn't it?
I think you always kind of have to have a cheeseburger.
They have a daily Gulf fish that I got. It had a couple of different, it was actually, I know exactly what it was. It was red clipper.
Snapper?
Snapper, red snapper. Thank mm-hmm. you. And red snapper is better than, say, red fish. So know that.
Right. Two different varieties.
And a couple more things and some appetizers. And it was just...
This is all over at Laurel Oak at the newly renovated Magnolia Hotel, which I think they also have a branch out of Texas.
In Dallas.
Yes. Yeah. And I looked up. I did not know this. Laurel Oak is an actual type of oak tree.
I didn't know that either.
That and, runs along the southern coast line.
Yeah. Those big, big ones.
And that was a nod specifically to sort of the lineage and how long lasting and striking oak trees are. And I think one of the things that's so great about restaurants like this is as much as they want to be innovative, right, and they want to do new things, they also understand that doing the classics and traditional mm-hmm. food
yep.
is just as good.
Well, this sure is. And I recommend it. It's a restaurant that just opened up. And, you know, I'm always telling people, don't go to a brand new restaurant that just opened. You're going to regret it.
Or have the highest of expectations. Like, you have to temper your expectations.
Yeah. And be aware that it doesn't happen right away. But these guys had it sitting there so well. I mean, I'm not kidding. If you go there tonight, I would not tell you not to do it.
So it was a great experience.
Yeah, and that whole neighborhood downtown in the CBD that I used to live in, and so I remember what it could be like. But this is a different environment now. A lot of people there. There's a lot of tourism. There are a lot of beautiful buildings. You know, they're getting better all the time.
Well, there's restaurants popping up all over the CBD now. I mean, one after another.
Oh,
so.
I so much wish that I still lived in the building that I lived in back in the 1970s. It was on a corner of...
didn't you say it was Camp?
Camp and, it was 729 Camp. That's where I lived. It was taken over later by an attorney
office,
and there was that. But I sure wish I still lived there.
So Laurel Oak.
Laurel Oak.
On Gravier and Camp.
Gravier and Camp, and this is their open all the time, except... They told me they're not really doing lunch just yet, but it was coming very soon. And there you are. And again, I tell you, it's just really spectacular.
Excellent.
For a brand new restaurant, anyhow.
Okay. This is our last day together, and I know Ron, the gourmet waiter, is going to be here on Monday.
Yeah.
So I've had so much fun with you the last couple of days.
You're not going to come on again?
I'm probably going to call in on Monday.
On Monday?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm probably going to call in on Monday. I look forward to what Ron is going to have to say. And I'm just glad that Marianne gives me the opportunity to come in here and hang out with you and learn everything that you have swimming up in 40 years of history of the restaurant business. Thank you, everybody who called in today. You guys are awesome. I love hearing your perspectives on things and all of the history that you bring forth of listening to Tom's show for this many years. 31 years, Tom, with this show. 40 years with the newsletter that started from typeset to online. I mean, that's crazy to think that it's been that long.
Well, it made a fairly decent career for me. I hope I can keep it going for another day or so.
So thanks, everybody. This has been Allie Lofton, the Oyster Lady, with Tom Fitzmaurice. And, Tom, I had one last question that I'm going to before that we didn't get to chat about. But how long does everybody keep their Christmas tree up? Have you ever done a Mardi Gras tree, Tom?
Yeah. We have had... On numerous occasions, many, many trees in our house at the Coolwater Ranch. But this, I feel this
until
year...
Until February, if you kept it up.
This tree that Marianne went out and pulled out of... what's that place where you go to get parts for your car?
Home Depot?
It's like Home Depot, but it's got another name. It's a four-letter name.
Okay. Lowe's.
Lowe's. That's mm-hmm. So she cut a deal with Lowe's. And if for an amount of money that was just ridiculously low, it seemed to me. But the tree was about 12 feet tall. And so there it is, along with my...
And have you kept them up through Mardi Gras?
Oh, yeah, it's still there. It's not... We have still a long time to go before that's over. You know, it's the 6th of...
Well, Monday is the 6th. This King's Day. So I hope everybody's going to get out to Maurice's Bakery this weekend or on Monday and get a king cake. I'm going to go by there and grab one. Thanks for him coming yesterday, too. This has been a great 2 days.
That was a really good day yesterday.
He was a spectacular
guy
to listen
fun.
To.
Yeah. And anyway.
Well, thanks, everyone. Thanks, Tom, for the last 2 days. This has
been
awesome. 105.3 FM HD2.
I keep thinking, you know.
Good night, everybody. Hope you go out and have a great meal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.